Yerushalmi Shvi'is, corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Hei Amed Beis at the Mishnah. Sholosh Arot says Lebiyo, Yudah Va'Ever Yarden Va'Galil. V'Sholosh, Sholosh Arot says Lecholachas Va'Achas, Galil Elyon, V'Galil Tachtoin, V'Emek, Mikvar Chananya Ulemalon, Kol Shein Megadol Shkamim, Galil Elyon, Mikvar Chananya Ulatamon, Kol Shein Megadol Shkamim, Galil Atachtoin, Utrum, Tiveria, Ha'Emek. The Mishnah says there are three regions for the law of Biyo. Yehuda, Eva Yarden, and the Galil. Each of them has three sections. The Galil is the upper Galil, the lower Galil, and the valley. From Kfar Hananya and above, where the sycamores don't grow, is the upper Galil. From Kfar Hananya and below, where the sycamores do grow, is the lower Galil, and the surroundings of Tiberia are considered the valley. Rav Yehuda, Ha'ar v'Hashfela, v'Ha'emek, v'Shfelas Lud, k'Shfelas Adaroim, v'Ha'ar Shelo, k'Ha'ar Melech, v'Beis Chavon, Ad Hayam, Medina Achas. And the three sections of Yehuda are the mountains, the lowlands, and the valley. And the three sections of the Eva Yarden are the lowlands of Lod, that are like the lowlands of the south, and its mountain is like the Ha-Hamelech, from Beis Choron until the sea is considered one section. And what's the significance of having three regions? Is that one may eat Shvi'is produce in each region until the produce of the last of its three sections has disappeared. Rav Shimon says that they only spoke of three regions as regarding the sections of Yehuda, but all other regions are like Har Melech, where the produce lasts the longest, and all other regions are the same regarding olives and dates, that as long as they still exist in one region, all regions may eat. And the Gemara says, Rav Hem Tchol Chaya Vegoyme, Korzman Shechaya Oichelef Min Asadeh, HaBehema Oicheltan Min HaBayis. The Gemara quotes from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Zayin, and all of its produce may be eaten also by your domestic animals and by your beasts that are in your land. And they learned that as long as the beast eats it in the field, the domestic animal may eat it in the house. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina shoru loyma ein achaya shebaha gedela emek v'le gedela chaya sheba emek bahar. Rabbi Chama bar Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, said that they evaluated that the beast in Yehuda cannot thrive on the fruits of the Galil or vice versa. They therefore viewed each region separately. Dictlitianus Aik Levne Panayas Aminle Anan Azlin Amale Sufista Loy Azlin Loin Vin Azlin Loin Chazun Loin Vibayas Mivduka Aisi Tavion Vashalchun Awadurachika Vasif Inun Chazun Lasrehoin Avadkain Aisi Tavion Vachafi Karnasayu Vakesev Vashalchun Lafrika Vasif Telasin Shnin Chazu Lasrehin. Diocletianus, the Roman king, was causing severe suffering to the people of Panayas. They said to him, if you don't relieve us of the excessive taxes, we'll leave here and live somewhere else. Sopister, who was the king's advisor, told him, they won't leave, and if they do, they will quickly return. And if you want to test this, take deer that are accustomed to living here and send them to a distant land, and they will eventually return. So he tried this, and he brought deer and coated their horns with silver as an identifying mark, and he sent them to Africa. After 30 years, they returned. Tani v'shem gamli loimer, simen laharim, milin laamokim, tamarim, lenechalim, konim, Leshvela, Shakamim, Vafafisha, Ein Rayaladava, Zechaladava, Ve'eth Ha'arozim, Nosan, Kishkamim, Asher Beshvela, La'roiv. The Brisa says that Shimon Ben Gamliel teaches that the Mishnah taught that sycamore trees don't grow in the upper Galil, only in the lower Galil. The Brisa gives further signs. A sign of mountains is gallnuts, a sign of valleys is date palms, a sign of rivers is canes, a sign of lowlands is sycamores. An allusion to this is in the Pasuk, in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Pasuk Chav Zion, and he made cedars as abundant as sycamores in the lowland. If the bay meima lemidas adin itma, if the bay meima leeglarufa itma. Some say that these signs were given for business purposes to identify the land that one's buying, and some say they were given for the eglarufa, means for the mitzvah of eglarufa, where the calf has its neck broken next to a river, which is called Nachal Esan. It must be done in the place in which canes grow. Eze emek bagalil, going bekas ginoisa, v'chavoyseah, v'chen ki yetz bahen, eze ha shebihuda, v'ha melech, v'shvelasoi, zu shiflas duroim, v'emek sheloi, mein gedi ad yurechoi. The Bible teaches that, now we know the Mishnah taught that the Galil is the upper Galil, the lower Galil, and the valley, and also the surrounding the Tiberia considered the valley. What's the valley of the Galil? The valley around Tiberia and Lake Kinneret and its environs. What's the mountain in Yehuda? Ha-Melech, which is King's Mountain, and what are the lowlands of Yehuda? The southern lowlands, its valley is from Engedi until Yericho. Ezo ha sheba'eva yardin, tani, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ime, kagoin ha, mechava v'gador, וכן כי יצא בהן ושפילוסי חשבון וכל עריה אשר במישוי דיבוין ובמויס בעל ובייס בעל מעון וכן כי יצא בהן ועמק שלוי בייס הרים ובייס נמר וכן כי יצא בהן ובעמק בייס הרים ובייס נמרה וסוכויס וצפוין יסה ממלכת סיכון מלך אמורי אשר מלך בחשבון. So what's the mountain in Eva Yarden? Rav Shimon Elazar taught in a Braisa, for example, Mechva Gador, and its lowland is Cheshbon, and all its cities in the plains, Divoin, Bamasbal, Beis Baal Ma'on, and its valley is Beis Haram, Beis Nimra, as the Pasuk says in Yoshua, in Perk Yud Gimel, Pasuk of Zion, and in the valley, Beis Haram, Beis Nimra, Sukkos, and Tzafon, the rest of the kingdom of Sichon, king of Cheshbon. Beis Harim, Beis Ramasa, Beis Namara, Beis Namoin, Sakkos, Tar'ela, Tzafon, Amasa. Beis Haram is Beis Ramasa, Beis Nimra is Beis Nimron, Sukkos is Darala, and Tzafon is Amsu. Shvela Shibahar, Kahar, Bahar Shibashvela Kishvela. The question is, what's the law when there's a small lowland next to the mountains or a small mountainous area next to the lowland? For example, if the crops have disappeared in the mountains but still exist in that small lowland, has the time of year already come for that lowland as well? Imandatani, Har, Baharoi, Emek, Vamkoi, Shafar v'shveltoi, hada amma shefela shebahar, kahar, bahar shebashvela, keshvela. The answer is that since the Braisa said the mountainous and the mountains and the area around them, we view the lowland as part of the mountains for the law of Beor, and the same applies to the Braisa's phrase of the lowlands and the area around them. Amma Rabbi Yosi, masnisin amakein, v'ahar shela, karamelech. The Rabbi Yosi says that our Mishnah supports this, and it says, and its mountain is like the haramelech, meaning that the mountain of the lowland of Lod is like the haramelech. Mibeth Choron v'ad Yam Medina Achas Par Kurin. The Mishnah thought that from Beth Choron until the sea is considered one section, it was called Per Kurin. Amma Rabbi Yochanan, Oid hi Yeshba Har Ushefela v'Emek Mibeth Choron v'ad Amum Har Miamum v'ad Loid Shefela Milod v'ad Ayam Emek. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's still there, and even though it's in one region, it has a mountain, a lowland, and a valley. From Beth Choron until Amma'um is mountainous, from Amma'um until Lod is lowland, and from Lod until the sea is valley. Nisni Arba, why did the Mishnah teach that there are three regions of Beor? Why not say there are four, as it's also Perakorin? Ma'oravos Man. The answer is that the three types of land are mixed together in Perakorin. Tani Ein B'Suria Shalosh Arod, so the Bible says that Suria doesn't have the law of the three regions, it's considered one region. Isa Chami Elain Emek Shav Yehuda Einoi Oichlin should say Al Ha Yehuda VeElain Emek Shav Galil Oichlin Al Ha Yehuda. The Gemara asks the question: Rav Shimon taught in the Mishnah that they only spoke of three regions as regarding to the sections of Yehuda, but all other regions are like Haramelech. Now come and see: those that live in the valley of Yehuda may not eat if the animals have consumed all of the produce in the valley, even if there's still produce in Haramelech. And in the valley of the Galil, that's far from Yehuda, you said that they may eat until the last produce disappears in Haramelech. If an animal would come from the valley to in the Galil until the mountains in Yehuda, certainly in Yehuda itself it would come from the valley to the mountains. And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. The Mishnah taught that all other regions are the same regarding olives and dates. As long as they still remain in one region, all regions may eat. Tani afle cheruvim, the Bible says this also applies to carobs. Tani oichlim ala tamorim ad shikalu meirichoi. The Bible says that one may eat dates until they disappear from Yerichoi. And for olives, it's until they disappear from Maron and from Gush Chalav.